Welcome to the No Budget Indie Filmcast, where we dip into the independent film universe to highlight those little films that you might not have heard about elsewhere. Will you agree with our panel? Will our panel agree with each other? Tune in to find out. I am Milo Dennison, and with me, as always, is Claire Milan.
Hello.
And Cathal Feeney.
Hello.
All right, Cathal, what's on the agenda this week?
The film this week is called Crossroads, and it is written and directed by Marvin Neuklaus, starring Aubrey Reynolds, Joe Lopez, and Wayne Inello Clayton. So it is a horror, a psychological horror mystery, I suppose. So it starts off, and there's this woman, and she's been interviewed slash interrogated, and something's happened, so she starts to recount her story, and her story brings us to this remote, desolate, dusty crossroads in the middle of nowhere. And this man is driving along the road, and he stops and he sees this woman, who's been interviewed, and she's looking for help. And he says he's been looking for her, and she wonders why he's been looking for her, and then she starts to get worried about him. Something kind of creepy, but then he says he's here to help her, and there's a lot of confusion and mystery in their exchange, and then there's another character comes into it. Now I'll get on to the spoilers later. We won't go down that road just yet. So then we're brought back to the interview room, and suddenly everything is explained in a way. So it's, yeah, you know, I liked it because it keeps you interested, you know. You're kind of wondering what's going on here. It's kind of like gripping in its own way. And I don't, as I've said loads of times before, I'm not normally attracted to horror films, but I think this was sort of, you know, suspense and horror, because there's a certain sort of as I said, mystery surrounding this whole thing. So you want to find out what's happened. I thought it was really well acted. Like, the acting was superb, and cinematography. And once again, it's a sign that you don't need a massive budget and, you know, huge, expansive set to make a good film. It's very simply made. You know, 3 or 4 actors, 2 sets, and a really excellent film.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? When I was watching it earlier, I was like, oh my God, Cathal has chosen a Britney Spears film, Crossroads. It's your famous feature film, which I've never seen. I must check out, because I'm a big Britney Spears fan, and her autobiography came out there yesterday. So I'm listening at the moment. It's like, yay, he's doing, no, it's, sorry, it's not Britney Spears, it's Crossroads. Completely different. It's a short film, different genre as well. So I thought, yeah, I thought this was brilliantly acted. I must say, that girl is terrific, that actress. And it's a really good example of using I know there was a lot of money probably put into this, but to use kind of a no budget film, because there's only 2 locations in there. There's the desert location, and then there's another kind of officey location, we'll call it. And I thought it worked really well. There was something just slightly like it missing from it, I thought. It was, I know it was a bit of a twist. I won't spoil it just yet. Anyway, you can spoil if you want, Cathal. But I thought there was something slightly missing from it. So I didn't feel as satisfied watching it as I wanted to be. So yeah, but I really enjoyed it. Very good acting, very good cinematography. Just something missing from it, I thought.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I thought the acting was brilliant. Her performance was great. And the creepy guy, don't know what his actual name was. Like you said, there's so many movies named Crossroads. I tried searching for Crossroads on IMDb to get the names of the actors. And there's just like a bunch of movies named Crossroads. And so I just gave up. But anyway, the guy, he reminds me kind of a bit. There's a character in Twin Peaks, the evil guy that kind of shows up at a couple points in Twin Peaks. And this guy kind of reminds me of him. And so when he shows up, you're like, oh, wow, this guy's creepy. But you know there's going to be a twist coming. It just has that vibe to it. And so you're just waiting to see what the twist is going to be. I don't know if I really appreciated the twist too much. I'm not a huge fan of like these kind of twists. And like, I know you guys like the cinematography, but there's the scene where she's kind of arguing with the guy, you know, where he's kind of coming at her and they're going back and forth. And I'm assuming this was done on purpose, but they're both quite regularly out of focus. And I don't know if it's, they just were using a very narrow depth of field that day and the actors kept moving in and out of the focus point, or it was intentional to give the impression that it's kind of a psychotic scene. And, but like the fact that the eyes weren't sharp kind of bothered me there. If it was intentional, great. But I don't know if I much cared for it. Having said that though, again, the performances are really quite fantastic.
Yeah. It occurred to me as well that I wondered afterwards, did they change the casting on it? Because that guy you're talking about, the magic artist, Joe Lopez, I wonder, was he initially slated to be okay, spoiler time, the child abuser
character. We've warned you, people, it was coming, so there you go.
Yeah, that character. I wonder, did they kind of think, actually, you know, it would be better if they changed it, because there was something really, really sinister about him, and something really creepy, which worked very well. But when I say the cinematography, I like the opening shot, for instance, like, you know, that sort of, when they're holding the fire iron, whatever they call it, over America, and they kind of get that sort of a shimmery, hazy kind of a look. You know, I like that. And when your man was in the hole, they kind of recreated it too. I watched it today. I think it was about the fourth time I'm watching it. I watched it. So you're kind of taken out of the story a bit now, because you know so well. So I started looking at, again, I just started just looking at the acting, and I just imagined like the crew being there behind them, you know, take it from this angle, take it from this angle, and I just looking at just on their performances, and they were really, really good.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anyone who's acted or been on a set, which we all have, knows like these actors have to do that multiple times. And the fact that they were able to have these great performances over and over again like that must have just been brilliant to see when you were there with, yeah, like you said, with the crew standing behind you and stuff like that, to be able to pull this off, and it cameras in your face.
It kind of reminded me slightly of the X-Files. Do you know the way that kind of creepiness, it's like, it's kind of like part, it feels like it's part of a longer, like an episode of a series or something. But yeah, it reminded me of that. You know, the X-Files episodes, you kind of get these creepy things and there's a bit of a twist in it. So yeah, it just reminded me of that.
Yeah, the earlier seasons of the X-Files, for sure, and definitely.
Yeah. What was that? What was that old black and white TV show that ran for years? It was in the US. It was like, they were kind of half an hour. Kind of, it was almost...
Twilight Zone.
Like Twilight
Zone. Yeah, it was the Twilight Zone, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. Throw it in black and white, you got a good Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah. Like there was with that kind of twist at the end, and then they went back over the scene. It did look to me, I don't know, I thought it had it worked out. Oh, okay, now I see it. Oh yeah, okay, very good. But was there somebody in the mirror when she was driving along the road in her side mirror? It looked to me as if there was, and I said, why would there be somebody there?
I didn't notice that.
I think Carl's watched it four times, so
I know. I think it was a grain of sand out of place. Yeah, I obviously didn't have a continuity person.
Yeah, it could be one part of the crew accidentally was in the rear view mirror or something. Could be, you know. All right. Well, long pause usually means rating times. So, Claire, you want to go first? Or do you want me to go?
You go first. So,
yeah, I 100%. The performances were great. You know, yeah, a bit too Twilight Zone-y for me. And I don't know, the twist, I guess, wasn't the greatest twist, but it was still a good film. So I'm going to go 3.5 stars.
And for me, without these brilliant actors, it wouldn't be as, I mean, it would be good, but they just elevated it, especially that actress is amazing. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. The twist was a little bit, I dare to say, cliche slightly, and I kind of, yeah, didn't, not buy it, but wasn't as satisfied, I suppose, with it, with the film at the end. So I'm going to give it 3.5 stars.
Well, if I can cast my mind back to the first time I watched it, I was really very, very, very much engaged by it, by the story and the acting. And I think with twists, a lot of time, they're never fully satisfying. Yeah, I think the mystery is more interesting than the outcome to the mystery. So I will give it 4 stars.
All right, there you go. No budget audience. You can check it out. It's called Crossroads. Let us know what you think. You can reach
Crossroads,
us on
the short film.
Crossroads, the short film. Yeah, make sure you look for this particular short film. You can reach us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at No Budget Show. You can leave a comment in the notes here and let us know what you think of the film. And with that, we'll say see you next time and goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.